Okay, so I live in Cambridge, and many years ago when my daughter was in elementary school, she took the school bus to and from class every morning. She was in the Cambridge Public Schools. And every morning, we went down to the corner to catch the school bus, and we would meet up with our friends, a neighbor named Patty, and her two kids who were in the same school as my daughter. And rain or shine, we had these wonderful mornings to look forward to. The kids would get a few minutes to play on a grassy corner there, and Patty and I would catch up with things. And Patty was very smart. She had gone to Harvard. She worked at McKinsey. She was one of these young Cambridge moms who had just lots of great liberal ideas, and I admired her so much. So I was really excited to hear that she was running for school committee. So showing my support for my friend and my neighbor, I got her campaign posters. I put them all over my front yard. Patty for school committee. And I met with a few other women, and we decided that we were going to have a fundraiser for her. And it was going to be an ice cream social that we had arranged to hold in the basement of a community center that had a very large function hall. And my job was to go and get the ice cream and bring it in that evening. So it was like a Wednesday night, and we had a pretty good crowd there, but I was newly blind, I need to say that. And so my coping skills with my blindness were, let's say, still developing. The evening arrived of the ice cream social, and I had all this ice cream in bags, and I was a little bit late because I hadn't quite anticipated, you know, you got to get a taxi, and it's raining, and that sometimes, you know, delays your transportation a little bit. So I was still trying to factor in what this meant to not be a driver. And my daughter was with me. So we walked into the social hall a little bit late. We're setting up the ice cream. We're moving around tables. I'm simultaneously trying to greet people who were coming and pass out name badges and things like that. And my daughter was really wanting to be very helpful. And she was asking, "Mom, how can I help?" And I was giving her little odd jobs, and she was great. She was running around and doing things for me. And finally she said, "Mom, is there anything else I can do to help?" And I said, "Yeah, can you go grab me a bowl of ice cream?" Because as a recently blinded person, as you know, going through a buffet line is sometimes a little challenging. So I figured that's a really great thing for, you know, for her to do. And I said, when you get back, then maybe you can help me find a seat, because the program had already started. And Patty was at the front of the room at the head table, and she's talking about the achievement gap in the Cambridge Public Schools and the superintendent and her plans for improving public education. So my daughter comes back, she gives me the bowl of ice cream, and I take her elbow, and I'm just letting her find any empty seat at this point because most of the seats are taken. So she directs me up to the front of the room and plops me down next to Patty, the candidate, at the head table. And I wouldn't probably have been so presumptuous. I would have sort of sat at the back. That's maybe a little bit more my style. But she thought, well, Patty's your friend and you're an organizer, so you belong up at the head table next to the candidate. So I said, well, okay. So I tried to be very dignified up there, realizing that everyone was looking at her as she was speaking, and then by extension, they were looking at me. Now, at this point, it had been raining, so my hair was like plastered down to my face, my clothing was still wet, and I was feeling a little self-conscious already, but I thought, I can pull this off, I can be dignified. So I discreetly reached down to get my plastic spoon, which was covered in whipping cream, and I kind of scoped out the shape and contour of what my daughter had brought me in the ice cream bowl. And this sundae was the size of a football. It was made with all of the love that a 10-year-old would make for her mom when going through the buffet table. So we had a scoop of every kind of ice cream we'd brought. There was the butterscotch dressing, there was the chocolate fudge, we had the pineapple thing going, there were the mounds of whipped cream, I tasted the pistachios, we got the walnuts, the sprinkles, the jimmies, and the cherry on the top. So now I'm aware that all the people sitting in the audience who are sighted are possibly not aware that I did not go through the buffet and make myself this gigantic sundae. So I take a bite, and as I've got the whipped cream on my upper lip, someone sticks a microphone in my face and says, "And tell us why you endorse Patty for school committee." So I made up something about improving public education for all of our children. I just parroted everything she'd said to me at the school bus stop. So from that evening, I took away a few lessons about blindness. I learned that it's good to arrive early and plan for the unexpected, that it's a good idea to try to not take yourself too seriously, that we should always accept with love and gratitude and grace the affection and the assistance of our family members. And sometimes it's a good idea to go through the buffet yourself. So, thank you.